We've had a few questions on what everything between and beyond means when we say this podcast is about VFX to XR, games creation to animation, plus everything between and beyond. In this minisode, here's an example touching on the cryptocurrencies craze and creativity and what it means for the culture. Get ready to join the conversation on everyone's lips right now here on Culture in the Craft. Warning klaxon. This episode does not constitute as financial advice. Please do your research, seek the services of a qualified and reputable professional, and make choices that reflect your personal needs. Also, it's not a representation of political affiliations either. Okay, got it? Good. Now that said, let's get into it. Given the craze surrounding the crypto scene for creators, let's talk about the glow-ups and the L's in relation to our communities. So here's three reasons why you should and shouldn't get involved. Before that, a little background to bring together some reoccurring themes. If you don't want this historical reference / education, then you can skip to the next section. Let's begin. Way back in the day when times were terrifying because of so many things, a core one being the high levels of mistrust in institutions, a group of individuals took it upon themselves to protect, in quotation marks, an individual's informational footprints, aka personal privacy. They wanted to do this using code without permission, i.e. government or institutional intervention, regulation, so on and so on. They came to be known as cypherpunks, advocating the use of strong privacy technologies to enable social and political change. These values have been traced back to cryptographic works used secretly by military and before that by many early civilizations and empires. Okay, so what's crypto? This is such a light touch because it's a very complex and interweaving subject. But cryptocurrencies are digital coins validated by a computer database that's super secure, providing proof, protection, and managing the production of said coins. These databases are based off a strong encryption algorithm, in brackets, a highly resistant cryptographic system. So cut to now, in the 21st century, most of us are familiar with the likes of Bitcoin and Ethereum. These are built upon the blockchain, which is a digital list of records resistant to modification. Again, this is putting things in its simplest form. This is because these time-stamped blocks are linked using, take a guess, cryptography. All of this in a decentralized fashion, meaning the power is drawn away from one central or core person, group, institution, government, and spread across multiple networks. So what's this got to do with us? You know, you, me, and our community? Find out next. Here's three reasons why to and not to get your creative connected to crypto. One, you know how in the part before this, the intro, if you didn't listen to it, I suggest you go back. I talked about how these systems are built around relatable ideologies that sought social and societal impact as an antidote to an unforgiving, untrustworthy time. Well, need I say any more? Okay, I should say more. Because of many current concerns of content fashioned within marginalized communities have centered around copycat, cultural appropriation challenges, unfair value exchange, and sustaining wealth, you can see how cryptocurrencies can solve these issues. Say bye to some next person stealing your creation because the digital ledger, in brackets blockchain, can verify the date of conception and ownership. How about when your product isn't valued in the traditional spaces? Then go where these systems have no power, maybe the blockchain, and take your worth to the people, your people, and get paid. On the topic of people, here's reason number two. What about being able to get a deeper connection to your community? Yep, your legion of fans who love and adore everything that you do. NFTs, social tokens, and others allow you to do just that. NFTs, known as non-fungible tokens, are unique tokens as opposed to fungible tokens, which are interchangeable, like Bitcoin. Crafted upon the blockchain protocols, you can repay and reward your true fans and earn your way by serving those seeking exactly what you have to share. No longer are you beholden to the system. Which takes us nicely into part three. Now, this is the clincher. All that chat around NFTs, social tokens, etc., distracts from what is possibly a revolution in the running. Think about how collectively the sum of the parts could take down what currently exists and excludes. This is a reimagining of value, ownership, and fairness. The traditional gatekeepers, intermediaries, walled gardens may fall. I say may because check out the why not. What this could mean means it could be a positive change that's long overdue. Let's see what happens, but nobody wants to be late or last when and if it all comes together.
This is Culture in the Craft podcast.
Now on to three reasons why not to get your creative into the cryptocurrency scene. Reason one, this is for the speculation nation. Some believe this drive to decentralizing money is inevitable. Others say it's time dependent, right moment, right market. Then there's those that predict it's a phase that will soon pass, leaving those most at risk worse off. It makes for very shaky ground for those of us with a lot to lose to operate in. As a child of a test town where cashless money was trialed and failed, it's important to highlight that it's not easy to see how something will take off. When it comes to taking an L on this, you should really check if it's worth it. And worth it takes many forms. For reason number two, this is pretty important. Regulation, rules, and recourse are in short supply here. Plus, kind of counter to the nature of how the scene was intended to flourish. Stating claims under these methods may not be considered in the mainstream system, hence not worth the effort, or as simple as it may seem. Last but not least, reason three. This space is messy, 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 murky, and ripe for manipulation. Yeah, in every area of life, there's behaviors that act against the prosperity of a people or population. Do you need another space to be triggered or traumatized in? Maintaining your well-being in a digital universe as well as IRL is a lot. Safe travels. That said, there are global creators making space for their work, such as Popil of Popil Art, combining NFTs with her AR animations. I interviewed her in last month's Women's History Month episode, where she shared the importance of her Chinese heritage and motherhood in this community. The link is in the show notes. Mentioned in the Future 5 episode was Sirisu, also known as Amir Suyab Carter, an African-American crypto media designer using a mix of media for his works. 3D Afro-futurist cyber creator Zoa Atafua, based in Sydney. Cuban Jose Andreas of AR Artist Toolkit, blending XR and crypto art. South African digital artist Lethabo Human. Adiraj Andy Singh, a Delhi-based 3D artist, digital designer and art director, plus First Nation Foundation using blockchain to preserve the arts of its peoples. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow and share at Culture X Craft wherever you are in the digital universe. Take care. Bye.